Turn its back on God, but there's a people who are crying out and saying,
all I want.
I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God. All I want. Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need. All I want is you, Lord. You can seek after things but miss God. But if you seek after God, the things will come. All I want.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holding nothing, with holding nothing. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Minister Terry, and I am here with What's the Word. Today, the Holy Spirit has sent me a word, and my topic today is, I just want to thank you, Lord. My scripture reference today, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Yes and amen in everything. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thankfulness. What is thankfulness? A feeling of expressing gratitude and being appreciative. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Family, we have so much to thank God for. We have to thank God, thank Him, and thank Jesus for everything. Thank Him for the good. Thank Him for the bad. Amen. Things are happening in the world. The Heavenly Father, He is still with us, and He shall never leave nor forsake us. Make it personal. He shall never leave me nor forsake me. He is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when things are happening in our lives, family, the Heavenly Father God, and I know personally, He's shaping and molding us for His divine truth. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are the clay. Hold me, Lord. Purge out of anything within me that is not pleasing and acceptable to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Family, the Heavenly Father has, he has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us who we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes and amen. I believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In my daily walk on my Jesus journey, see so many of us that forget. Thank God for what he has done, for what he is doing. And I tell you, family, if he don't do anything else, he has done enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He gave his one and only son. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Family, this time of the year, we have so many engagements to attend. Graduations, spring weddings, so many things are going on. Amen? I speak with some of the graduates, some of the brides and grooms, and when you speak to them, family, ooh, more than often, you never hear them say, I thank God. I thank God for allowing me to complete my education and graduate. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We do nothing on our own, family. It is by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord, to find me or sending me that wife that I found. Hallelujah, Jesus. God allows these things. It is not ourselves. Amen. Family, we learn from our parents to say thank you. Thank you for everything, which they have learned from the Word of God. Amen. Then again, some of us may not have been raised why it is the most important that we read and meditate on the Word of God to do His will, His Word, and His way. Hallelujah. His will is that we give thanks in everything. Everything. Amen. My current circumstances, I tell you, family, they may not be what I desire, but I am going to thank God as long as I have breath in this body. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank Him, family. Thank Him over your circumstances. Hallelujah, Jesus. 34 tells, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. I say, thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. The Heavenly Father, He loves and protects us, even when we don't love ourselves. Hallelujah, Jesus. Wake up, family, in the morning. Wake up in the morning thanking God, you Lord, for waking me up, opening these eyes, and allowing me another day filled with opportunities to do your will, not my will. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And family, being thankful to God, we must be thankful to others for what they do for you. He said, be thankful for everything. And family, thank you at early age. Start them early. Thank them, say thank you for everything. Have them learn to say thank you for their home their parents have provided for them. Thank you for the beds they sleep in. Thank you for them toys they play with. Thank you for the pets they have. And thank you for the meals that their family, their parents have provided, which the Heavenly Father has provided for them, a job to put food on the table. Hallelujah. Teach them, family. Teach them that they say thank you. Thank you is mandatory. We say it mandatory as we pray in Jesus' name. It is not an option. Hallelujah. Family, if someone holds the door open for you, or if they hold that door open for you, I do believe a thank you is necessary. Amen? And I do believe thank you is necessary. Again, if you are at the table, just say we're sitting at the table, and you ask someone to pass the pepper, please. A thank you should follow, amen, once you receive that pepper. And sometimes, family, when we are in traffic and another pedestrian in traffic lets you in, and we know how being in traffic can be, a polite nod of the head of a thank you or a lip gesture of thank you is due. Amen? God wants us to be thankful in all we do. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Colossians 3:17 tells us, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, given the Father through him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, he deserves our thanks. He is so worthy. Family, we have to thank him throughout the day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Colossians 4:2 tells us, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Amen. Amen. There are so many things going on in this world. But like family, we know we are in the world and not of the world. Hallelujah. Every morning and every night, we should thank God for a beautiful day. Hallelujah. Even if it wasn't as beautiful as we desire. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be so glad in it. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. When I see my grandnieces and nephews receiving tokens of love from their parents, I wait to see and hear their response. Amen. One of my grandnieces asked me one day, she was here visiting, she asked me to bring her a juicy juice from the fridge. So I handed it to her, and I just stood there and waited. She's looking at me like, okay, Auntie Terry, what? I asked her, what do you think? She told me, you're welcome. I said, oh, no, little one, you say thank you. And I say, you're welcome. Train them up, family. Train them up. She was younger then, but she knows better now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thankful for everything that God has provided. Hallelujah. Family, we must be thankful. Thankful for Jesus. Amen. Thankful for what God has provided and is providing. Yesterday, I watched the news report of the rise of homelessness in Los Angeles County. I tell you, family, we have so many major going on within our nation and within our world. Family, the news is full of disasters. But family, we know the Heavenly Father is still on the throne and he is still in control. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Family, I love to meditate on Philippians 4:6, and it tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lay it all on the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, I focus on God and not my circumstance. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I believe and trust in him. I thank him again. And I say, I thank him for opening these eyes, family. So many are leaving here and not able to thank him for opening their eyes. And I pray in the almighty name of Christ Jesus while they were still in the flesh. Hallelujah. Absent from the body and present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've learned to trust Jesus, and I've learned to trust God. I accept the things I cannot change, and I change the things I can. And I use God's wisdom to know the difference. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your word, because the change I want to see begins in me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for my all understanding, my peace from Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Colossians 3:15 tells us, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as one body you are called to peace and to be thankful. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for my peace. Hallelujah. I thank God for my Provoke to Purpose family. I thank God for our Now Network family. I thank God for the listeners and doers of his information. Gives me confirmation and hope and just to continue and press and push to do better now. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Family, I thank God for his plan for me, because his plan for me is bigger than my plan. Amen. Hallelujah. Make it personal, family. Thank him for your plan also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him for your trials and tribulations, because we know with trials and tribulations and perseverance, we'll persevere through when we build up character. Thank him for his way, his will, and his word. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for your grace. Ooh, he will never take you where the grace of God will not keep you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, family, I thank God. I thank him for loving me when I didn't love him and didn't know him. I thank you, Lord, for that I am able to love you now. And I thank you, Lord, for your true living word. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. Family, I tell you, we have so much to be thankful for. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, before I close today, on this Friday, I'm going to leave this verse with you. Psalms 104. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, thankful to him, and bless his name. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Family, in all you do, in everything you do, be thankful. Be thankful and love the Lord. I tell you, family, I love you all. God bless you all. God keep you all. Enjoy a fabulous weekend, and glory be to God. Love you all, family. God bless. Enjoy your Friday.